You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eAthlete, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are joined by Al Waugh, a member of the 1994 Silver Medal Canadian Olympic team and CMG Sports President. He serves as the personal representative for clients responsible for enhancing their professional careers as well as their life after professional sports. Al, certainly a privilege and honor to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So tell our audience, if you would, about CMG Sports, your sports agency firm. How did you get started? What does your firm do? And where do you hope to take the firm over the next few years moving forward?
Well, we are a full-service professional hockey agency. And when I say hockey, we could probably come in other athletes, but hockey is the only sport that we service. And we currently are in we represent players in all of North America and throughout Europe. It's myself, and I have 12 other consultants or employees that work within the company. I started the company in 2001. I actually purchased a small agency back then. And we've kind of grown it to the level where it's at today, which is we represent about 200 players, of which 100 are under NHL contract. And we are hoping to grow more the quality of our clients than the quantity. We feel that we're close to critical mass on the number of clients we have. Now we just want to make sure they all make the NHL.
So why don't you give our audience a few examples of some success stories of how you have represented professional hockey players over the years and the things that you deal with as an agent on a daily basis, whether it's NHL draft, free agency, and other items that players and agents go through. Even I know not too long ago the NHL was going through that strike period, which I'm sure wasn't pleasant.
Yeah, the last work stoppage that happened this season was not a lot of fun. And as a small business owner, it's almost like having you have that flood insurance. You had to be prepared for those things to happen. And obviously, we didn't play for the first half. The players and the owners finally came to a resolution, and we got a little bit more than half of the season in. And now the playoffs are on, and it's been great games, throughout all of the playoffs. And actually leading to your next point, which is you were asking me about some success stories I currently have in the Boston Pittsburgh series. Three success stories there. I have Rich Peverly, who plays for the Bruins. Rich was a player who played college hockey at St. Lawrence University. Never got drafted. Was a free agent. Had to start in the East Coast League and worked his way up. And now he's been a very successful NHLer. Has won the Stanley Cup. And we were fortunate enough to come upon Rich when he was frustrated with his career in the minors, and we helped him kind of transition all the way through to the NHL. A similar story on the other side of the ice is Derek England with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Who also toiled in the East Coast Hockey League, and Derek plays more of a physical role. So it was even probably a more physically tougher battle for him to get to the NHL. And now he's been there for a few years and has a chance to win a Stanley Cup again this year. And then the third success story in that same series is Joe Vitale with Pittsburgh, who also took the NCAA route and was drafted, but a very late pick, a seventh-round pick by the Pittsburgh Penguins, and turned his hard work into an NHL contract, and now has been in Pittsburgh for the last 2.5 years. So, those type of stories we love to tell our clients, because I think a lot of people who look at pro sports expect that, they're going to be early picks in the whether it's the NFL, NBA, or Major League Baseball or hockey draft, and if they're not, that their career is over. And I think, especially in hockey, there's a lot of examples of players that have made it the through different routes. And when I say different routes, I'm talking about either major junior hockey, NCAA hockey, or having to toil in the minors for a while before you get your chance to play in the NHL. So for us, we've done a good job as a company to identify those players that maybe were either left on their own by their previous agents or were missed by a lot of people. And that's where I take great pride in our company being a hockey-only company, because everybody involved within our company has a deep hockey background and knowledge. And that's why we can afford to take chances on certain players, because we do feel very comfortable with our recruiters.
Yes, certainly something to be proud of for sure. What has been the most memorable moment as a sports agent?
I would have to say I attended Rich Peverly's Stanley Cup party after they won the Cup. The tradition is when you win the Cup, every player on the team gets the Cup for one day. So Rich brought it home to Guelph, Ontario, and invited us to visit with him on that day. And just to see a player that, had to work so hard to get there, be surrounded by his family and friends and hoist the Cup, having won it, is pretty special.
Yeah, I would say so. I know an issue important to you is mental health and the pressures of a professional athlete. I'm sure all the fans wonder what an athlete goes through in those situations. Can you talk a little bit about that from your experience?
Sure. Over a year ago, I had a client named Rick Rippon, who played for the Vancouver Canucks, that had just signed with the Winnipeg Jets as a free agent and had struggled with some mental illness issues and took his life. It was a very difficult situation. Extremely difficult for everybody around him. But it did open our eyes and the league's eyes, because in the same summer, we also lost Derek Boogaard and Wade Bielak. Really, it opened a lot of people's eyes to the fact that there are a lot of pressures on these athletes. These athletes have family lives. There's a lot of stuff going on in everybody's life that. And it's not always easy to talk about it. But I think we needed to open up some more channels for players who were struggling in certain parts of their lives. And I think the league and the NHLPA have done a good job of, taking notice of that and putting some initiatives in play. And I think there are still some more to come. But it's really been a struggle to get the message across, not just to pro athletes, but to young people all around that. The stigma attached to mental illness should be wiped away, and people should be able to discuss these type of issues openly and feel that they have a channel to go to, whether it's a doctor, a friend, or a family member. And I think that most of the people in the real world probably feel that they have that, or if they do, it's very rare. We want to get to the point where I know in hockey, and I'm sure in other sports, that athletes feel that approaching somebody about a mental illness issue, a psychological issue, is the same as approaching somebody for a hurt knee or a pulled groin, that you just walk in and say, I have a problem and I need to talk about it. But I know in reality we're not quite there yet. I'm definitely hoping that we do get there, because I think it will help make a lot of people's lives a lot better.
Most certainly. Today we're joined by Al Waugh, the president of CMG Sports, serving as the personal representative for clients responsible for enhancing their professional careers as well as their life after professional sports here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eAthlete, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Al, what's the process like in terms of recruiting players to be represented by you and your firm? What's the competition for player representation like?
It's steep. It's a very cutthroat business, like most other service businesses in the world. We are, recruiting players younger and younger, which I'm not a big fan of. But there is no age limit in hockey. Nowadays, if players are, 14 years old and have decent size and are showing promise, pretty much every big agency is talking to them. In our business, there's a little over 200 certified agents in the NHL. I would say of those 200 agents, probably 60 are really active. and there's a quite a few that have one or two players. Of those 60 agents, we see each other a lot. The hockey world is a small world. We recruit against each other, and much like any other service business, you have some companies that operate ethically and fully, and some companies are not so much. So it's you try to live by your principles and do the right thing as a business owner, and hope that people on the other side, meaning the client, their potential client, sees that.
How does your experience as a former professional hockey player help you today in your current job as an agent?
It definitely is a big plus, and that's why I've surrounded myself within the company with a lot of hockey people, because our job is not only to help a player negotiate a contract. We're basically their mentors all the way through from the time we pick them up as a client, which could be as early as 15, 16 years old, until their career is over, and a lot of them sometimes beyond their hockey career being over. To understand the rigors of pro sports, the mentality of the lifestyle, understanding the lifestyle itself, with your family, the financial situation where, the life of a pro hockey player, there's a lot of income coming in for a few years and then it could stop completely. For us to be able to know those things, ahead of time and have lived them, it's much easier to relate to the players. On the other side of the equation, another reason why it's very important is since 2005, with the new CBA that was implemented in the NHL, and now in 2013 it was tweaked even more, it became a shared revenue system and a cap system for the hockey players. That really changed the outlook from an agent's perspective, because in the past, It had a lot to do with trying to maximize dollars every time you talk to a team for a player. Nowadays, it's still part of maximizing your dollars, but you really have to identify and know your player and know where he fits in within the market. Because if you don't have a good feel and you overshoot, and maybe a player gets a contract that he settled with, he can't be seen as that player that matches that contract anymore. It has prematurely ended a few players' careers. So I think it's important in that sense that we understand and the player understands we're always trying to get max value for the player, but you also have to understand the value of that player within the market.
If you would, can you talk a little bit about the importance of mentoring and career development during an athlete's pro athletic career?
Yes, we are currently in a partnership with Trilogy, a company out of Toronto, that offers career mentoring. And I love the message that they bring, which is when an athlete is in the prime of his career and his social and business network is probably at its apex, now is the time to start thinking about your career after your pro athlete career. And a lot of players wait long until their career is either on decline or it's completely over to start thinking about what they will do for the next 50, 60 years of their lives. And by that time, you may have lost a lot of your appeal to that network, where maybe you could get into either different business deals or start your own enterprise yourself, or just even start working towards a career, within a larger company. So we definitely promote with our athletes, start thinking about it early, start thinking about it when you're in your prime, because then once the career is over declining, it's not panic mode. It doesn't catch you by surprise, and you are ready to make that transition pretty much seamlessly. And Trilogy does a good job. I know they have Steve Bono, the former quarterback, the Dallas Cowboys, is one of the mentors. I think Mark Rippon is there. Steve Payne, former hockey player. And these are all people that have lived a life that have made the transition and mentoring our young athletes, which to me is a very important thing.
How has the sports agency and representation business changed throughout the years, especially since you first got started in the business?
It seems that it's growing exponentially. The whole sports management world seems to be growing very quickly. I've seen in the last 10, 15 years a lot more sports management programs pop up at major universities in the U.S. and throughout Canada. I'm getting calls and emails every week from young people asking, how do I get into the business? Can I have a job? Can I have an internship? And it seems like, you know, there's a big hunger to get into this business because it seems glamorous, like most businesses. And parts of it are. Parts of it are, you know, that are definitely enjoyable to go to the games and see players having success. But I definitely see a big push from that younger generation to try to get into the sports and entertainment world. And I think that's mainly a product of just the exposure to that world that we're getting through social media.
And finally, as an entrepreneur who started your own sports agency firm, what advice do you have for entrepreneurs or someone that's thinking of starting their own business from your experience?
I would say, number one, really think about the time involvement you will have with having your own business. Depending on whatever kind of business it is, if it's a 9-to-5 job or service industry, with this business, it's a 24-hour job. We have clients in Europe. We have clients on the West Coast. It's you work on weekends. You work at nights. If you want to be the best agent that you can be for your clients, you have to be accessible all the time. And I think that's where a lot of people kind of misjudge getting into different types of businesses or starting their own businesses, because you can't forget the people around you, your family, your friends. They have to understand the time involvement you will have with getting into a business like a service business. And I guess the other important one is if you're going to have partners, if you're going to find people to partner with you in a business, make sure that you go through with them the worst case scenario, because I think a lot of people that start their own businesses go in with best intentions and everybody's positive and it's exciting, but you do have to sit down and get a good lawyer and a good accountant and make sure that you look at all the downside of every situation it could lead to, just because then that way everybody's prepared and there are no surprises, and then that makes good partners.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about CMG Sports online.
Our website is www.cmgsports.com, and most of our information there is there. We have our client list and some of the services that we bring, and our whole team is listed there also.
Absolutely phenomenal. Really been good to have caught up with you. We've been speaking with Al Waugh, a member of the 1994 silver medal Canadian Olympic team and CMG Sports president. He serves as the personal representative for clients responsible for enhancing their professional careers as well as their life after professional sports. And the website of reference for CMG Sports at cmgsports.com. Al, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. You have a good day.
Hey, you too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with The Athlete, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.